Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
This is Tap In Before You Tap Out. I am Prophet C.
Minister Joel.
And yes, we just like to welcome you to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, to like our Facebook page, our IG, our TikTok. Follow us on all platforms. Hit down there, hit that notification. And yeah, we understand we have people that reached out, that have been enjoying the videos, and they were just curious. And we wanted to clarify. They said, Tap Out Boys, what is that? And they thought maybe it was some type of rap. No, we don't rap no more. But nevertheless, the tap is for the teacher and the prophet, the teacher and the preacher. And so when we mobilize in order to come to your neighborhood, to your ministry or your platform, call us the Tap Out Boys, because we get you to tap into the spirit to make the devil tap out. And we just ask you to walk with us on this journey, to tune in, to like, share, subscribe, hit that notification down there, email us, let us know if we've touched you or given you anything. Give us some feedback. Let us know if we've inspired you or what you might have a conversation that you want spiritual insight of. And just say, let us know, and we'll tap in the spirit and make the devil tap out.
Put the devil in a submission hold. That's what we aim to do. That's what tap out stands for. We're making the devil tap out. You ever watch MMA? And when they put somebody in that submission hold and the person's trying to get out and they have to start tapping, that's what we're doing to the devil. That's what the tap out stands for. So when you see Tap Out Boys, know that we are soldiers sent from God, and we're going straight at the devil. And we want people to, you know, come join us in this spiritual warfare, but you got to be equipped, as we have to continue to be equipped through prayer, fasting, the whole arm of God.
Yes, sir.
You see what I mean? So that's pretty much, like I said, he broke it down, the teacher and the preacher or the prophet. That's what TAP stands for. So we definitely tapping on the devil head, but we definitely try to make him tap out.
Tap in to make the devil tap out. God bless you.
God bless.
Prophecy co-host of Tap In Before You Tap Out. And just delighted to speak to you guys here. We're tapping Before You Tap Out as a podcast. It'll be viewing on several different platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and so on. And we'll look forward to making our debut on Spotify real soon. About me, I've been in ministry a little over 10 years, walking with God and God giving different avenues of how to spread his word across the world. And understanding that this dispensation of time, that many people are not walking into the actual building of the church. And there are many conversations in society that we're having, but we're not getting those conversations with spiritual insight that comes from God and what God would say about how we're living and what we're doing. So that has inspired me and my brother in Christ that we will begin to engage with the people in the highways and the byways, the people that might not even come into God's building. We will engage with them in conversation with a spiritual insight to what God says about how we're living and the things we're talking about and the views that we have externally and internally. So we're just inspired to find whatever format that was available at this time in order to speak with God's people, those who are of the household of faith and those who have not yet been drawn in. So God has given us a spirit to compel people to come into relationship with Christ and come into relationship with a conversation, not just with God, but even with themselves, that they might be inspired to be greater than they are today, tomorrow. So I'm Prophet C. I'm not a man of perfection, but I am a man of divine direction. And I just encourage you to tune in and take this journey with me and my brother in Christ as we grow in God and we grow in this life and we go through the highways and byways and we make mistakes and bad decisions, but we dust ourselves off and we keep on going. That we tap into the spirit of God before we tap out. And we're going to tap into the spirit so that we can make the devil tap out. God bless you. And I look forward to engaging with you on this walk.
Blessings, everyone. I am Minister Joel, one half of the Tap Out Boys. The other half is prophecy, which I'm pretty sure y'all have been able to check out our videos right now. I've been in ministry now a little over 10 years as well. I met my brother in Christ, man, during the time that I actually gave my life over to God. And it was a blessing that I feel like he set him in my path, because we connected on a lot of things, especially we're trying to live for God. Let's just see our show, you know, tap in before you tap out. We aim to destroy the devil in every possible way. I've been angry and upset with the devil for a very long time. So for me, this is personal. And I know to reach the masses, we have to adjust to the way the world is moving. And a lot of things is online now. So our podcast is on every Friday at 7 a.m. You will get to see me, prophecy, expound on the word of God, relationship advice that we take as well, life advice, correction, anything that can make our walk stronger with God. Because we desire to make it into the kingdom. We would like for everybody else to be able to make it as well. But we all have to repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of our sins, and we will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, which is the ticket to get into the kingdom. Now, on this walk, it gets rough, you know, but we try and want to encourage everyone that you can make it. Just keep the faith, keep your eyes on God, press toward the mark for God of God's high calling. And this is just what we desire to push out there. You know, the Tap Out Boys, we had talked about it for about 2 years now, maybe three, maybe a little longer than that. It was just an idea at first. But we started to notice how quickly the devil was moving and how quickly the devil was snatching people up, and people are dying in sin. And then it was just heartbreaking. So we decided we got to do something about it. We got to talk about the things that other people don't want to talk about. Because a big part of the problem with people's walks is that people are not being told what they're doing is wrong. People are sweeping it up under the rug, and these people are living with these demons, and they don't even realize that they're demons. And then what's worse is there's a lot of people that are pretenders that are going to church, and they have created the image of what a Christian is. So now the world is looking at that person, and now you have a lot of people saying, well, I don't want to go to church because Christians are more fake than the people out there in the world. You know, we know that not to be true, because if somebody's a fake Christian, then they're not a Christian at all. There's no such thing as a fake Christian. Either you're a believer or you're not. So this is what we stand on. This is what we stand by. And this is what we live through, which is the teachings of the word of God from the Bible. And we encourage everybody to engage into our conversation, leave comments and stuff. And we would like to hear from you so we can all grow on this walk together. Don't forget, we got to tap in before we tap out. God bless.